Welcome to Dairy News. I'm Greg Mills, and today I have with me Tony Dowman. Tony, keeping a business growing is pretty critical so that we're growing our asset base and we're growing our profitability. But how do we make sure that growth in our business is sustainable over the long term?
As you mentioned, Greg, we do have to grow our businesses over time, unfortunately, because that's the way of the financial world. With inflation, if you stayed at the same size and the same output for the rest of your life, you'll be left behind until you can no longer have the cash flow to service your financial needs. So the business needs to grow continually each year, and these can be just small growths, but you eventually reach a point where there is required some capital investment into the business to keep the business profitable. The real fear is that capital injection is not sustainable, that massive step or that massive growth you've done. And what can happen is you can have a very small profitable business, and keep in mind that the measure of profitability is the return on investment, or the size of the profit in relationship to the value of the business. So you could start off with a very small profitable business, inject a lot of capital in and expand the business. Now you have a very expensive business, but the income stream hasn't kept pace with the value of the business. So you've gone from a small profitable business to a large unprofitable business. And that is a real fear of growth. And so that's why I talk about sustainable growth. But as you grow the business in value, you must also grow the income side of the business and the profit side of the business proportionally. If you don't do that, fundamentally, the business will fail because you'll end up having an unprofitable business which is no longer servicing the needs of the owners.
What happens when you can't see the scenario where you can expand sustainably? What are the options available to you then?
Well, one of the options you've got is to no longer rely solely on the farm as your number one income stream. That there are points in time when you think, no longer will I invest in this particular farm, that maybe off-farm investment is the way to go, and that so you can grow your income stream through multiple lines of investment. The classic example is investing property, for argument's sake, off-farm. That having rental properties off the farm, which are totally independent to the farming business, it may be a better alternative for some people than pouring more and more money into the farm business to generate more and more cash flow. Or another option is just to repeat the whole equation, the size of that farm over again, buy a second farm, and particularly if it's got children who are interested in becoming a farmer as part of their succession plan, is repeating the exercise of having two small profitable farms may be a better option than one large unprofitable farm.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for that insight into sustainable growth in our business.
Users rely on the information in this podcast at their own risk. The Department of Industry and Investment and the State of New South Wales do not warrant nor represent that the information is complete, current, reliable, nor error-free, and they disclaim any liability concerning the podcast to the extent permitted by law. Details about disclaimers, privacy, and copyright are available on our website at www.dpi.nsw.gov.au/legal or by calling 02 63 91 3552.